Good morning, everyone. As I just said, we've got another interview coming your way right now. This time we're going to reach out to our friends across the pond, not England, but King Cove. We are King Cove's Radio, False Pass, Cold Bay, all across the Aleutians East Borough. We're coming to you, Accutan, looking at you guys over there. We're working on it. We want to make sure you guys know that we are here to support all the communities of Aleutians East Borough, and that's why we have Henry Mack. He's the mayor of King Cove on the air right now. Henry, we really want to say thank you for making the time to come on the air and speak with us today. I know it's a very trying time and everyone's very stretched.
Yeah, thank you, Austin. Just the update, I like your introduction there about coming across the pond, and by golly, we are all ancestors that came from Germany, Norway, and the other countries over across the pond, and but we're here, and thank God that we have an industry that is functioning and keeping going. But during this here scary pandemic time, we need to make some adjustments, and we are learning as we go.
Yeah, exactly. It is a situation that you have to really, right now, you always want to be proactive. But I was talking with Police Chief Hal and last week, and he said that right now everything is so reactive, and there's really no way of avoiding that. Right now, I'd like to just open up the conversation and ask you, what's on your thoughts about how King Cove is reacting and being proactive to the COVID-19 pandemic? Is there anything that you'd like to share right out the gate?
Yeah, when this, it was probably like about 2 weeks ago, we know this was coming. And so as a city, we closed down our, it started within the community. The bars closed down. Then we closed down our public services at the gym. We closed the gym down, the teen center. And then it was probably a few days later, we did close down the city office. But we staff it. I come in the morning for a couple hours for any phone calls. And then our clerk comes in at 1 o'clock till 4 with the door locked to take payments over the phone and take phone calls and do daily paperwork. That seems to be working fine. We continue selling fuel, but we do that through the police station. We're trying to keep no visitors here at the city office. All of our functions are still in play. We are still manning the harbor. The harbor house is closed. We do it with a reduced crew. We try not to keep all of our crew working at the same time so that, God forbid, one of them gets sick, and we'll still have healthy gentlemen and women. And we also do that with our public works. We got that kind of split in half, where a group will work this week and then another group next week, so that we continue our water, sewer, garbage services, keep that functioning. Our electric department is doing the same also, so to keep the needs of our community. Our two stores are open, and the post office, we post quite regularly the mandates that the governor has put out to the state of Alaska. We do support them. The last one we put out was a suggestion that the public do wear masks when they go into the post office and store. Some people do and others don't. It's their decision. But I think for the safety of the community and themselves, it'll be a good practice to start, and let's hope it doesn't have to last too long. Travel into town. We're all dealing with this here. Been on numerous teleconferences throughout the state, all the way from southeast Alaska up to Bristol Bay, within the Aleutians East Borough. Homer, travel is essential, and how do you manage it? We did put put out that all travelers into King Cove are asked to quarantine themselves at home for 14 days, with the understanding that this community is a essential service and critical infrastructure because of the fishing industry. So with that in mind, we still would like folks who come in from Anchorage or even within other communities to quarantine themselves at home for 14 days. With the state mandate, it states to that quarantine that since we are a fishing community, we can go ahead and work on our boats, keep safe distance practices. So we support that and recommend that. I know our harbor warehouse is starting to get active, and there is some men and women who recently traveled home, and there'll be some coming under the mandate. They are allowed to go about getting their boats ready and their gear ready with strong practice that they self-quarantine themselves after their work and keep away from public gatherings to protect themselves and protect the community.
Yeah,
we are working closely with Peter Pan Seafoods. They have a protocol in place that seems to be functioning very well. With the notice, it can change daily or weekly, but they are processing pollock and crab as we speak. The fishermen on the boats are not allowed off of the boat onto their dock, and they do have crew coming in to get the cannery ready to go fishing. When that happens, they are quarantined to their own bunkhouse, and they'll be eating not with the regular crew that's here processing, and they'll be working only within their confines where they're designated, away from the current crews that are here working. The public is not allowed onto the property other than getting gas. The gas station is still open. The money being put on your card at the time being is you go up to the window at the stock room and you will put your money on it. There may be a change in that down the road, but for now that's how it's going to continue, and they will let the public know, and we'll help get that out to the public also on what might change down there. I think they're doing a great job to keep their people safe and the community. So we ask that we help keep each one safe in town, keep safe distances, and encourage you to practice maybe wearing a mask. Let's see here. I had a few other things to share with you, Austin, but I'll let you.
Yeah, we'll go ahead.
Any questions?
We can definitely get all that worked in. You shared so much there, but I do appreciate so many of the practices that you are doing. We've done a very similar thing here at the radio station, where we're splitting ourselves up over time, one person to a shift, like what you're doing with your city personnel to make sure that if one person becomes infected, it's not spreading, because there's just only so many people that can work the electric plant or that can do the garbage route. And so it's important to make sure that you have this isolation within these specialized areas. Appreciate you doing that. I've also heard that Trident's doing a great job with their protocol, and it's good to hear Peter Pan's doing the same. I know that you have been doing a great thing over there in King Cove with the Mixel, the text updates that people can get from the city, and that you're putting out a lot of updates there as well. I think that if people haven't done that already, they can text the zip code for King Cove, which is 99612, to the number of 888-777. Is that correct, Mayor Mack?
Yes, that is, Austin. Appreciate you putting that out there.
Yeah, so the Mixel, you can get updates from the city.
And that function is tremendous. We try weekly to put updates on there, and once our dispatch gets in for the morning, we'll put another one out to the community just to remind folks how things are going and stay safe amongst your families and what have you. Today we're going to hang the tape around the two playgrounds that are open. There's three of them here. The school has theirs closed, and we will be taping the two local ones off today. Let's hope that can be opened back up in a short time. But I think to keep this, if it ever comes to our communities, that we are prepared by practicing safe practices today.
So you're closing down the two city playgrounds in King Cove today. They will be taped off officially and not allowed to be accessed. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That's an important update for everyone as well. The two playgrounds will be taped off and closed. And at this point, really, we don't know if they're in our communities. There's not going to be a welcome COVID-19 sign that comes up when it finally comes here. We have to make sure that we're acting like it's here already and that we have the best practices in place so that way we're not behind the eight ball if it does reach one of our communities, if I'm correct with that.
Yes, that is correct. Let's just hope that this is a practice that we don't have to put more stringent things to the public. Our hope and our prayers are that this does not come into our communities or anywhere in the small communities here. Austin, just to speak on to the declaration that we passed on the 30th, emergency ordinance declaring a disaster emergency. This ordinance was put in place so that we will be able to seek funding from federal agencies, state agencies, to offset costs that will be coming upon the cities to help fight off any of these here, this disease that is floating around out there. And a few of the things that the City Council of the City of King Cove declares a local disaster emergency in response of COVID-19. The City Council also authorizes the mayor to request state and federal assistance to meet ongoing emergencies created by COVID-19. All residents and visitors to the city and to city property are encouraged to maintain social distancing throughout the entire period of this emergency, and all persons traveling into King Cove are asked to quarantine themselves in their homes for 14 days. And I spoke to that earlier about being in a fishing industry. We do are able to go work on our boats and our nets with strong practices of social distancing. We are going to be in contact. We have 10 fishing vessels here that the fishermen live out of town. Some from Seattle, and they'll be coming up here end of the month or middle of May. They'll all be notified by our police department of the quarantine that is required of them. So they'll be asked to stay on their boat or their home, but still able to work on their boats. We'll give them phone numbers for the Harbor House and stores. The stores said that they will deliver to them upon ordering. So I did have talked to a couple of the skippers, and they support the idea, and they're encouraged that we are working at trying to keep everybody safe. So those folks will be contacted here shortly.
That's a very proactive approach to get ahead of it and talk to the fishermen, because we have the same thing here where a number of fishermen are going to come up from down south to work on their boats, and I appreciate that you guys are going to talk to them right out the gate and give them a heads up and say, hey, here's the policy in town, and here's what we can do to help you, and you are allowed to do this, this, and this, and we'll help you get your food, and we'll help you with this, and here's the contact information. You know, it's hard to maintain that kind of advanced warning and proactive nature, but I do appreciate that you guys already have this protocol in place, and I think that will go a long way in keeping communication open and the standards understood in a healthy way.
Yeah. Through this last week here, there have been so many teleconferences, and so many communities are in the same predicament as us. I mean, from Bristol Bay and Southeast, and each community has a little difference. There's a lot of people, less people, and more boats and less boats, and so they're working through this too, and putting it out. So we will be putting ours out here. We're working on it today, and our harbor master will start contacting those folks this week to get it out there.
Well, that's a very good plan. With your declaration of emergency, I have a question about that. Our declaration of emergency here in Sandpoint was with a similar purpose. We didn't have as much direction for social distancing in ours, but of course the main purpose is to have that pipeline of funding that will allow the federal and state emergency funds to come to the local entities. But we also had a provision that allowed for our mayor or a designee to take any action deemed necessary to protect our community from the spread of COVID-19. It was a very broad area of power that was given in this emergency. Did you guys have a similar provision put into your emergency declaration?
Yes, sitting at the table at our council meeting that day, there was just two of us in here. Oh, there was three. The chief was here too. One council member. We separated ourselves in the whole room here, and the others were all on the phone, which worked great. They felt comfortable at home doing what we did. And upon any very crucial decisions that have to be made, I will be calling a meeting of our city council, and we will share that and have it talked about before we make any drastic decisions that's going to change the atmosphere that's going around here today. Let's hope we don't have to do it, but that's the way we'll be doing ours here, Austin.
Yeah, it's a tough decision, and you do want to have that authority and power if it's needed, but it is it's something that, like you're saying, hope isn't necessary. I'm glad to see that you're going to bring the council into it as well. That sounds like a good way to make sure there's good representation and the ability to make sure that any drastic changes are done with consensus as well. We have our police force here. They have a unique system that you're aware of with the 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. They've had to make a number of changes regarding that. And that's not something that you guys have to wrestle with yourself over there in King Cove. But one thing that everyone has to deal with is the idea of the public mandates that the state has put out. Some of them seem very drastic. No social gatherings, no private gatherings. The requirements for social distancing and travel, but we learned quickly there's exceptions. And I'm curious if you can speak on how the public safety will handle the mandates and the enforcement. I asked our police chief questions like, hey, if I see my neighbor has people over at their house that aren't residents, should I call the police? If I see kids walking down the street and they're all bunched together, seven or eight of them, and they're all together, should I call the police? What would you like to let the people of King Cove know about these mandates in the police department enforcement?
Well, the chief and I meet every day, sometimes twice a day. We have a personal visit with 20 feet of distance amongst us, and then on the phone quite often. Within our community, we could see The community is very concerned on what's going on, and many are very fearful. They are guarding their children very safely, keeping them amongst their core families, most of them to their own homes. And you don't see crowds of kids running around at all. If you see kids out, a mom or a dad is walking with them. There's a handful of single individuals, young men and women, maybe one or two that'll walk through town. Doesn't seem like very much visiting from home, and home. So people are sensing the seriousness of this and doing their best to keep their children and their families safe.
That was the consensus that we drew as well, that right now there's only so much that you can do to enforce these things because they're not criminal penalties. The mandates from the state are something that comes out as a civil requirement and can have some enforcement to a certain extent, but there has to be self-governance. People in King Cove, as well as Sandpoint and False Pass across the Aleutians East Borough, take it upon themselves to take care of their families and to make sure that we're utilizing our freedom well and being careful and cautious. And it's good to hear the people of King Cove are taking it seriously. And you know, it's okay to get out and get some exercise as long as you keep yourself at a social distance of 6 feet or more and get out there, because you can get a little stir crazy inside, and people need to make sure that they keep their mental health and their physical health going strong and get some fresh air, get some sunshine, but make sure you do it in a good and healthy way, right?
Oh yeah, that's good. I know, you see families with their kids walking around, and a lot of homes have their own little playgrounds, and the kids are out doing their thing, so which is good to see. So a lot of activity riding out the road for hikes and stuff to do like that there. So that's encouraging to see that people are still being safe about it, but keeping active.
Well, that is good to hear. Mayor Mack, it sounds like you've covered a lot of great bases. I want to again say about Mixel, if I've signed myself up for it, I'm getting the updates. It's great to see these updates that come out of the Department of Safety, Fire and Safety over there in King Cove. Again, text the zip code of King Cove, 99612, to the following text message. It's 888-777-8888-777. Text the zip code of King Cove. You'll get the text updates that the city puts out. It's a fantastic service, so I do appreciate that. It's good to hear all that you guys are doing around there. And Mayor Mack, I'd love to leave, if there's anything else you'd like to talk about, is there anything else that you'd really like to stress to the people of King Cove, or more information that you'd like to share with the people on the radio today?
Well, Austin, I want to thank our folks here in King Cove who recently traveled home through their family's help and encouragement to do a self-quarantine. We see that, and thank you so much. Keep active, though. It's getting close to fishing time, and we could go ahead and take care of our boats and take care of our nets and stuff. So one other thing I forgot to mention is I think it was 3 weeks ago, we didn't close the church down, but we suspended our gatherings for Sunday and men's Bible study on Wednesday night. But I would like to share an encouraging word that being Easter Sunday, this last Sunday was Palm Sunday, where Jesus was taken into Jerusalem to become their king. When all along Jesus knew that he would be put on the cross on Friday. But thank God that it didn't end there. He was buried and rose again. And so being Easter Sunday coming, have your thoughts on Jesus. I want to share a everlasting promise, one of the greatest promises that comes from God's Word, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What a promise. We have a lot of time on our hands. During this close time, I encourage folks to get in their Bible and have God talk to you. There's a lot of Bibles on the counter in the church. Feel free if you want to get one, and they're free. Just grab it. The door is open. So thank you, Austin. Everybody have a great Easter, and our prayers are that God will put a protection around us, that this virus does not reach our communities out here in the chain. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your time and your words there. Mayor Mack, thank you so much for everything. And as things develop, please feel free to reach out. You can have the airwaves whenever you need them. They're here for your use. And anyone across the Aleutians East Borough, the mayors of False Pass as well, thank you so much for your time. And again, please reach out whenever you need us.